Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley here with Todd Zwillick, who's filling in for John Hockenberry. For a lot of people, the holidays would not be the holidays without hearing the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sing the Hallelujah Chorus. We're going to be talking to Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell and members of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir about their favorite holiday music in a few minutes. First, here's a check on leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. Senates have already reported for work. The senators have already reported for work this morning with another test vote on health care on the agenda. A final vote on the Senate bill is planned for Thursday. If it passes, it will still need to be reconciled with the House bill. New rules say airlines that keep passengers stuck inside grounded planes for more than 3 hours will face large fines. The airline industry predicted the result will be more canceled flights and inconvenience for passengers. The regulations go into effect in 3 months.
A lawyer representing the man charged with shooting 13 people dead at Fort Hood in Texas says his client has been prevented from praying in Arabic. Major Nadal Malik Hassan is being held in custody at a military hospital. Since his arrest, he's been ordered to speak only English to visitors or in phone calls. Finally, NATO chiefs have promised Afghanistan, quote, new momentum in the war against the Taliban. A senior NATO delegation is in Kabul this morning. And those are some of the headlines we're following this morning.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
That is Brian Stokes Mitchell, Tony Award-winning Broadway star, channeling some Nat King Cole there. He's singing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Brian is the featured performer in this year's Mormon Tabernacle Choir Christmas special and on their album Ring Christmas Bells. The special airs on PBS Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. John Hockenberry and I sat down last week with Brian Stokes Mitchell, a Stokes as he insists that he be called. Welcome.
Thanks, Celeste and John. Great to be here.
And we are joined by two other special guests joining us from Utah, Gene Hill and Elliot Clark, both longtime members of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Gene Hill, you are a soprano.
Yes, I am.
And you have been in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for how long?
7 years.
And Elliot Clark, you have been in the choir for 18 years.
That long, yes.
Oh, man. Congratulations,
and
guys.
What part do you sing, Elliot?
I'm a second bass.
Okay. So, Stokes, many people know you, of course, for your work on Broadway. And, you know, when you go to music school, when you're growing up in singing music, you often have people who end up branching out in two different ways. There's those who go the solo route, and there's those who go the choral route. And you ended up with solo.
Well, yeah, I'm a great believer that it's a good idea to rewrite yourself and no matter what you're doing. I actually started out in the theater, in musical theater, then went into television, and then went...
No future in television.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Or radio, too, I hear. Is that true?
Radio, it's hot.
I can tell by you two here, it's hot. But I've done a whole lot of different things. I've been now an author of a book. It's called Lights on Broadway. And, you know, why not do a great concert with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir? It was a natural progression of, you know, all the things that I like to do, and they're such an incredible choir.
Well, we are here to ask you about what is your favorite Christmas music, but we have Gene Hill and Elliot Clark here, and they brought their favorite Christmas music. The first comes, it's a selection of Gene Hill's. It's called Come Thou Font of Every Blessing. Gene, this is a beautiful Christmas carol, and it's a non-traditional Christmas carol. Can you tell us about this piece and why you like it?
I love this piece because it speaks to everyone. People who are have maybe gone astray, and it talks about how the Savior reaches down and lifts us up and brings us back.
Now let's hear the favorite piece that Elliot Clark brought with us, and this is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. This is In the Bleak of Winter.
The bleak midwinter, frosty wind may moan.
That's a Norwegian soloist, Sissel, singing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Elliot, you, as you've said, have been in the choir for 18 years. You have sung a lot of Christmas music. Why does In the Bleak Midwinter speak to you?
Well, In the Bleak Midwinter speaks to my heart, especially the last verse. If I were a shepherd, poor as I am, what could I give? And ultimately, the last line says, so I give him what I can, which is my heart. And so at the Christmas season, the time of giving and gifts, the importance is, what is it can we give? And so one of the reasons I've stayed in the choir those many years is because that's what I can do. I can give my voice, I can give my heart. That's what it's all about.
And this is a great moment to point out that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir are volunteers. They give their time and their voices for no monetary recompense. What they get is the joy of singing with each other. And Brian Stokes Mitchell, you were able to stand in front of this choir and sing with them. We're hearing right now Angels from the Realm of Glory, a very well-known Christmas music. And can you explain to me what the you stand in front of this huge, I mean, number one, that this choir is massive. That's
yes.
a huge wall of sound coming behind you. What was it like to stand up there and sing in front of this group?
It's pretty special, actually. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir Christmas album from the 1950s was one of our favorite albums in our house, actually. And to be able to stand, we're dating ourselves, and to be able to stand.
I had it on reel-to-reel tape, pal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate to say me too, but I did. we had 78, so we cranked our record player. But to stand in front of choir of artists like that, 350 voices, I say all you have to do is ride the wave, really.
Let me get an answer from all three of you on my next question, which is why do we love Christmas music? Why do people who even would never, ever sing publicly sing Christmas carol so much?
Well, I think it's about reconnecting to joy, reconnecting to celebration, reconnecting to family, reconnecting to those things, our childhoods, that have made us feel good in our life. And music, I think, is one of those rare things that connect us, like the sense of smell, in this very primal, quick way to an emotion, to a sense, to a feeling. What about you, Gene and Elliot? What would you think?
I think that's great. Yes, joy is one of the emotions that it evokes, but also hope for the future, hope that's brought through the Savior.
And Elliot?
I absolutely agree. Music, music becomes part of your life memory. And so with all of our lives, the whole span of our life, we'll have music that we recall when we went to that first big date or when so-and-so proposed, I mean, there are lots of things that music evokes in our lives, and especially at Christmas time, because we have memories, musical memories, that are just delightful to us. And we have some that are can be very poignantly sad and sweetly sad at times as well. But the music of Christmas seems to speak to the heart. And a carol is essentially a dance, and so your heart, your mind, your spirit get to dance at Christmas time. People enjoy that.
Well, this what we're hearing right now is Brian Stokes Mitchell, Gene Hill, and Elliot Clark dancing together. That is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. I'm sure many people recognize that. Brian Stokes Mitchell, Tony Award-winning Broadway star. He can be seen performing in this year's Mormon Tabernacle Choir Christmas Special. It airs on PBS channels on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The CD is in stores now. Thank you so much, Stokes.
It's my pleasure.
And Gene Hill, soprano with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Elliot Clark, fourth generation choir member. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, one and all.
John and I talked with all of them last week. Tune in tomorrow. Our Remixing the Holiday series continues. We'll have a Muzak audio architect explaining why different stores play the specific music that they do at this time of year. All this week, tell us, what is your guilty pleasure holiday song? And please, sing it.
Hello, this is Harold Brock from Wisconsin. I'd like to make a request for I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. My children love that song. It goes, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Here's another one.
This is Kristen Archendale calling from Lincoln, Rhode Island, with my favorite Christmas song, and I'm even going to sing it for you. Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the place where palm trees play.
That is some darn good singing, I have to say. Maybe the Obamas will be singing that as they spend the holidays in Hawaii. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. Todd,
Yes.
You're going to sing for us, right?
I will sing.
Sing us out.
I'll sing David Bowie if you really want me to. I can't sing it in the key of Bowie. Got on the spot while there's Hawaiian music under me. Maybe I'll do it a cappella. I'm Todd Zwillick.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.